BP may have made progress in capturing the oil gushing from the seafloor of the Gulf of Mexico, but the dirty job of cleanup is only just beginning. As workers flock to the Gulf, one veteran of the Exxon Valdez cleanup in Alaska is warning of chemical hazards. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
In March of 1989, Merle Savage was a 50-year-old newly-wedded woman, recently arrived in Alaska from Arizona.
I was a spry 50. I've always been energetic with a lot of energy, and I'm small, 5'2", and I weighed 115 pounds.
She signed on with labor contractor Vico as a Prince William Sound cleanup worker in the early days after the Exxon Valdez ran aground.
And ended up being on the beach, spraying hot water spray with the oil, and it's coming back up in a mist. And so I inhaled it along with everybody else.
She worked hard, caught the eye of supervisors, and was soon transferred from a job spraying rocks to a position as crew foreman on one of the barges that housed the Sound's cleanup workers.
I had a crew that cleaned the rain gear when people would come in every day with their dirty, toxic oil rain gear. They would pull them off and put them in a barrel, and then the next day the crew would clean them with a CitraClean, and that we had to keep using the rain gear over and over because there was a short supply.
As far as she knows, that job was the beginning of a 2-decades-long struggle with health problems. Now 71 and living in the Southwest, Savage says she still deals with respiratory ailments and flu-like symptoms that she says started in the Sound.
I did catch what they called the Valdez crud, and it had flu-like symptoms, bronchitis, diarrhea, upset stomach, throwing up, vomiting. I even fainted. But the coughing was constant because everyone had it.
Savage has a website dedicated to finding Exxon Valdez cleanup workers sickened like herself and is the author of a book, Silence in the Sound.
And when I came back, it was just like everything had hit bottom. I was, like I said, constantly sick. It was impossible to complete a day's work without having some kind of ailment to hit me.
She says her ill health robbed her of a real estate career. She could not work or concentrate for any length of time after finishing her oil spill cleanup job. She credits Cordova marine biologist Dr. Ricky Ott with pointing out that her ailments could be traced to inhalation of oil fumes during that cleanup summer.
I had a liver biopsy, and the doctor had said that I had cirrhosis of the liver. I do not smoke, do not drink, and have never had hepatitis. And he says, well, I don't understand it.
Thousands of people came to the Sound in 1989 to work on the oil spill cleanup. Afterwards, some of them claimed the work sickened them. Anchorage attorney Michael Schneider worked for a time with the Los Angeles firm of Ed Masry, of Aaron Brockovich fame. Schneider's firm gathered histories of sick workers. Schneider says he saw a pattern among the claimants: respiratory ailments, nausea, skin problems, but lack of scientific validation of the cause of the illnesses kept most cases from reaching court. Eventually, efforts to lodge a class action suit against Exxon dwindled and died. Exxon spokeswoman Cynthia Bergman says few people ever filed complaints with the courts alleging adverse health effects from the Sound cleanup.
There were over 20,000 workers, and there were about 50 lawsuits filed against the company. But of those cases, there were no adverse judgments rendered against the company. After 20 years, there is no evidence suggesting that either cleanup workers or the residents of the communities affected by the Valdez spill have had any adverse health effects as a result of the spill or its cleanup.
Bergman says there were no comprehensive health studies done on sick workers at the time.
So many of the cleanup workers for the Valdez spill were transient, temporary workers. So that's part of the challenge of doing any kind of comprehensive study when so many of those workers after the spill go elsewhere.
Today, Merle Savage watches news of the Deepwater Horizon oil spill as the crude spreads from Louisiana to Florida. She says in her experience on the Sound, other than paper masks, there was little protective gear issued to the workers. There was no health insurance, nor did she get any acknowledgement from Exxon.
I have not received any compensation at all for my medical bills or my work compensation either, because I have had to retire at an early age. because of my condition.
21 years after the Exxon Valdez disaster, some cleanup workers in the Gulf of Mexico are facing similar effects. The state of Louisiana reports 71 cases of sick workers, according to the Inside Surgery website. Another posting this week indicates that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has listed the carcinogen 2-butoxyethanol as an ingredient in the oil dispersant Corexit. BP has used more than 1 million gallons of the dispersant in the Gulf to date. I'm Ellen Lockyer.